previously on Algoa FM Breakfast.
7:39, Wayne and Charlie Tino, Lee this week. She's back on Friday, but somebody's filling her chair at the moment.
Yeah, before we mention this person, I'll go back. You'll probably tell us exactly when, but I remember a while back. You know, when you go to bed these days, your partner's, my wife next to me before we go to bed, is always watching videos.
Flipping TikTok.
What is she watching? Like that?
And then they're giggling.
And she's like giggling, and it happened for a long time. And I decided to look over the shoulder, and I saw this video that she'd been watching every night with this couple. Obviously, talking in their house and just sharing life experiences. And got me going as well, and I started watching it as well.
Yeah.
And he's in studio. His wife is not here. Alfred Adrian.
Hello.
Adrian.
Wow. Yeah. Listen, you guys don't understand. This is a massive moment for me. I grew up on Radio Algoa. Yeah. You know, from the days of 94 to 97.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's a big moment.
A lot of people don't know, though, that you grew up in the Eastern Cape.
Yes.
From Hanke.
Absolutely. I just drove in from Hanke. My parents still live there.
Yeah.
I went to high school, Andrew Rabi.
Yeah.
I went to UPE now, Nelson Mandela Bay University, finished there. My grandparents are from here. They lived in number 34 Beetlestone Road in Galvin Park.
And that's,
so, yeah, I've got...
Give out the address so that everybody knows.
We don't live there anymore, so...
I have to read out something my aunt sent me, because you mentioned your grandparents. She says, I see Alfred Adrian will be on the show tomorrow morning. She sent this at midnight.
Yes, yes, yes.
His grandfather, Papa Adrian.
That's correct.
Am I right in saying that? And your grandfather, being my grandfather, Henry Tobias.
Yeah.
Were friends.
Of
back
course
in
they
the
were.
Day, they worked at P.E. Tramways.
Oh, yes. My grandfather was on the tramways.
They had lunch together.
Of course they were. My grandfather was also that guy that everyone goes, you know, I knew your grandfather. He used to come here and bring us spices every week. He's that guy.
So it's true.
100% true.
Okay, so 100%. We've got that in common, and our wives, we've got the same name.
Natalie. Yeah, no. Natalie's a Demakar. I'll just say, leave it there. Don't get in too much trouble.
So Charlie also thinks he's a bit of a joker.
No.
We have a feature on the show called Charlie's Chuckle every day.
Yeah.
And it's either painful or it's really funny.
Oh, great. Well,
most of the time it's painful.
I prefer the painful part, yeah.
Hey.
Yeah, laughs at me. So the difference, look, I tried this once before.
Do you
have
a joke you want to give to him?
Corn, I'm going to use my old classic, because Corn loves this as well.
This is always so awkward.
But she must come and laugh as well. So Ghatip was homeless, right?
When it starts with Ghatip.
No, it's always Ghatip, man. And he lived in this massive tractor tire.
Yes,
he was homeless, and he lived in this tire. But this tire had a puncture.
Okay.
He now lives in the flat.
You know,
Charles, I'm so proud of you for your radio work. You know, we must celebrate the strength.
I'll just leave it there.
What brings you to Quebec?
Well, shows. I'm performing at Bay West. You know, the
center stage
at Bay West. I've got five shows there this week, and Port Elizabeth have been fantastic. It's all gone, all sold out. So it's been amazing.
That was sold out like an international start. Was sold out within minutes.
Listen, I was really taken aback because I also tell people, like, I come from a time where coming, even though this is my hometown, coming to Port Elizabeth, there was a time in my career where I'd struggled to sell 40 tickets. So it's in Port Elizabeth.
So what would you attribute that to? Social media?
Absolutely social media, and about 10 years of just trying my best at becoming a great comedian. So I'm in it for like going on 14 years now. The first 10 years was just like
a nightmare,
grinding through it. Loved it. Doing it. I was still in a day job, doing it in the evening, and then left the day job, and then eventually just did this, but it was a grind.
Yeah.
And then social media. I mean, before COVID happened, about 2 years before COVID happened, I started making videos, just learning how to edit, and all my friends used to laugh at me. It's like, why? What? No one's watching, bro. And I remember, like, if I got 800 views on a video, you know, I'm calling home, telling my dad I've made it now. And then COVID just took it. Yeah. And then I was already established, like, I was a comedian, but I wasn't known. And then all of a sudden it went from a few hundred views to a few million views.
Working before you in corporate before, eh?
I was in marketing. I was in marketing for a couple of big brands in toothpaste and beauty and, you know, a proper That medical aid job.
So at this stage, no full-time corporate job?
I haven't been in corporate for about 10 years.
You're just doing comedy?
Just for the last 10 years.
Living your best life.
Yeah, listen, over COVID, it wasn't so the best life, yeah, but it was great. It's been fantastic. It's been really good to me. I took the plunge about 10 years ago, and, you know, obviously I wasn't popular then. I was just doing mostly corporate MC work for money, and then the stand-up would be a very small part of that, but the focus was the stand-up. I was always trying to become a stand-up comedian only, and that sort of, that now is
the thing. Must have been a big cultural shock for you between corporate into comedy.
You know, yes and no. Fantastic to be able to do something I completely am passionate about. Because my corporate career, I was really, you know, we're Eastern Cape people. Mm. You work until you work even if you don't like it.
Yeah.
So that was always the mantra I grew up with, is that werko buti.
Yeah. You grind.
I was never really a big fan of the career I was in. Mm. It does help me a lot in my career now as a stand-up, the marketing part. But yeah, I long story short, I'm way more passionate about what I do now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How's Natalie?
Natalie is probably listening online. Mm. She is.
Morning, Natalie.
Hi, Natalie.
And the other Natalie. I know she's listening.
Both Natalies. And she's very well. Everyone's good. The boys are good. So, yeah. Good, she's just being twisted around the finger by two young men. You know, she's got a 7-year-old and a 2-year-old. We've got a 7-year-old and a 2-year-old.
Mm.
And, yeah, no, man, she spoils them, man. It's ridiculous. It's strawberries for breakfast. And
what?
Yeah. I mean, what's
and
the
cream?
I tell her, a boy needs to be challenged. What is these boys? Like, if you start at strawberries in your life, what do you aspire to be?
Yeah. Watermelons.
The first time we had strawberries, I was 27. I had a full-time job. I put it on a credit card for 6 months.
I was about to say, you still think about it.
You buy it, yeah. I mean, it was Maltabela growing up for us, and maybe oats.
Hey, bro.
And then you were lucky.
Milk pop.
You were lucky if you got some milk in it.
Listen, I had, for many years, we had through a peanut butter brood. Every day. I had to go, no man, oh man, I lived with my granny when I was in Port Elizabeth. Yeah. Oh, man, hey, peanut butter is a big droog. I mean, can't we change it up? Then she hit you with a smear cask for another 6 months.
You know? That peanut butter used to stuck. It didn't go all the way down. Nah. It used to hang into the tonsils.
Little sugar water take you further.
Listen, do you want to play a game?
Absolutely, let's go.
We've created a game just for you, and we even made a jingle just for you.
Let's go.
All right. It's time to play a game.
Who did the singing there?
Producer Core next door. No, we don't mess around here.
Professional, eh?
Mm, very professional, yeah. So how well do you know your comedians?
Okay, let's go.
Okay.
Let's hope I do.
Let's go.
With what I'm doing, knocking on the cockpit door, I'm having the peanuts now. Yeah, that's what we're doing back here.
Am I supposed to guess who this is?
Yes. Yeah.
Jerry Seinfeld.
There we go.
There we go. All right.
Like they say, give my love to Klaus. Tell Klaus Rebecca sends her love. Do you mind that? Do you mind being used that way?
Oh, that sounds
good. Do you mind the
awesome
responsibility of having to carry Rebecca's love to Klaus? Suppose
no
you
idea.
Don't see Klaus. What are you going to do with
Rebecca? I haven't heard these.
I haven't heard this, but
George Carlin.
Oh, yes. I wouldn't know George. I'm not a big George. I've never watched a lot of George Carlin. He's a legend, but I've
never heard of him.
All right, another one. So you've got one so far.
One so far.
Cat Williams. Off
of
people all day.
That's
and then she starts smacking it. I'm like,
oh, it's
ow,
a woman.
Ow. What are you doing? She's like, oh, that takes the sting away. I was like, no, that
I know this lady, but I can't get to her name now. She's
Wanda.
Wanda Sykes. Yeah.
Am I not supposed to give him the names?
You're not supposed to. That's the part.
What's that?
I was going to give you a clue. I was going to say it kind of looks like Cat Williams. But it's a lady.
Hey, stay out of that.
Yeah, no, I'm not going to say. This is an easy one.
Never cancel. I had a gig in Dublin a couple of months ago. Okay, and Dublin is in
Gervais.
Ireland.
Ricky Gervais.
Strangely enough, you know, you're loving this world of comedy for long enough, you get to meet some of these people. I haven't met any of them, but I did meet one or two of them. And they, you know, The funny thing about meeting people that are very famous is that it's astounding how normal they can be. Mm. I bumped into Jimmy Carr in a coffee shop, and he was very kind to me in Canada. Yeah. I've met a few of them. And I'm name dropping now. It's not like I'm friends with these people, but I bumped into them. I met Dave Chappelle. We had dinner one day. I was randomly at a coffee shop, at a comedy club in New York, and I was sitting there, and I was sitting with a friend of mine from South Africa, not Trevor, and and he knew Dave, and he was at dinner, and then I met Chris Rock before the slap. Very happy. Yeah, and they're very normal, which is it's like refreshing. They were very normal, all these people.
Nice to see that.
Normal. Yeah, very nice.
All right. Here's another one.
See, the movie would have been over for me.
Oh, Richard Pryor.
The man himself.
No, they would that one. If I got that one off, there would have been a problem.
It would have been.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, if you get this one wrong, you're going to be in a lot of problems.
A lot of trouble.
It's like they were all trying to speak English in like Alberton or something.
Oh, no, it's Kurt, a very good friend of mine. We had a drink 2 weeks ago. Yeah, no,
was it a drink or drinks?
You know, we decent people, man. That's maybe two.
Okay,
know?
All right. Another one.
My crib is too nice. It's not that it's too nice, but...
That's Dave Chappelle.
It's too nice for me.
Have you noticed his voice has changed over the years? More money makes your voice go deeper.
Deeper, yeah. More bass.
More bass.
So when's it going to start for you?
Yeah, it's still a while off.
You smoke like this.
It's actually going thinner.
Start calling you Cat.
I want a second child now.
All right, here's another one.
Because for me, the referendum was silly because...
Oh, this is a very good friend of mine. He's a gola.
He's great, man.
Fantastic. Yeah,
what a nice
really,
guy.
What a great comedian as well. Yeah.
You're constantly battling with yourself. In the long run, we're battling our weight, hair color, wrinkles.
It's just
an adjustment of your hair and your bra and your underwear and your makeup and your mustache.
You want to give a clue there?
It's so close because she does sound like Sarah Silverman. Probably she's blonde.
I know exactly who this is, but I can't get to her name. She's actually very good. Very good.
You want the answer?
Please.
Eliza Schlesinger.
Here's another story. At that same festival, I'm talking about 9 years ago, she was popular, but not the megastar she is now. And I walked into this little coffee shop kind of comedy club, and she was just doing her bit there. And I was like, this girl's amazing. And look at it now. She's
all grown up now.
Okay, second last one.
But I come with certain warnings.
I wonder who this is. We did a show together. Mark Luttring.
The legend himself.
Listen, the reason I'm in comedy is probably Mark. I watched Mark at the Opera House here in Port Elizabeth. I had a 100 rand ticket in the nosebleeds. And I watched this guy, and it was around the time crash happened. The show was crashed. He crashed into those cars. And I tell him this all the time. I'll never forget it. I was in Q15 before the revamps of the Opera House, watched him, and I went, I think I could do this. He was so charming. I think I can do this. And then, you know, obviously, that time there was no comedy in Port Elizabeth. And then many years later, that was the seed. And I will say one thing I've learned from working with Mark, I've never met a more professional guy. He's very professional, extremely hardworking. People don't understand. Mark gets up, and this is something that I took from him. Was like, Mark gets up at 5 every day and exercises, takes his dog for a walk, starts writing at about 8.
Wow.
Every day.
Got a story as well. When he started out, interviewed him because he was a regular on the show. He used to pop in every now and then as well. We still called Radio Algo, and there's a reason why I'm saying that. The photo I took with him, we still had the band in the old building, Radio Algo. And I was Vus.
What are you talking about? Still Vus. All right, we're playing Guess the Comedians with Alfred Adrian. He's in the studio this morning. And our final one?
769.
Oh, this 810. I will not call this man against our 700. Honorable Mr. Jacobs.
769.
This thing, 1, I just want to say, I know this is the
810.
That everyone. Of South Africa, maybe over the last decade, is the biggest joke. But if they put that number in front of you, you wouldn't be able to read it.
That's a big number.
No, I know so. They've done a test. You see, when they do those numbers, when you do public speaking, they have to write that number out in words phonetically. And then they just put the number up. My friend, put 7 billion up there, 3,460. You'll see.
Threw him under the bus.
Yeah, they threw him. Somebody, that staff member didn't like it.
Listen, we've run out of time. We can chat forever, man. You're
Thank
such a lackadaisical. And it's so nice to finally have you at Algo FM. And you can't buy tickets. They're sold out. So
yeah, well, actually, I'm coming. Well, I'm doing a Back by Popular Demand in March. So March. You come on the 28th of March. You can still
it's
get
3 months,
out.
4 months we have to wait.
Yeah, well, 40% of those tickets are gone. Thank you. I just want to say thank you to everybody in Algoa country for just the support has been overwhelming.
Yeah.
And for a boy to be a local boy and go from here and come back home to such a warm, you know, reception, it's just, it makes me want to cry. So thank you so much.
Could you have your wish?
It's really good.
Thanks,
and
guys.
You're always welcome to come back. So
no, don't die. The coffee is free. I'll come. I'm empty, bro. I will take a free thing.
Dude, it's bean coffee as well.
That bean coffee is strong.
I can't say it on air, but you know what they call it. M coffee.
I'll say Moor coffee.
Hey!
Thank you for joining us this morning on Algo FM Breakfast.
Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.